Today, Petersburg, Virginia might be considered a suburb to larger Richmond to the north. However, during the 1860s, this was a very important city on the Union's march to take the Confederate capital. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
At the time of the Civil War, Petersburg, Virginia had just over 18,000 residents. As Chris Calkins describes, it was one of the most important cities of that time.
It was the second largest city in Virginia and seventh largest city in the South. It was a very, very important railroad center.
The city was not only a transportation center for people and goods, but it became an important place for the injured of the war.
Because of the rail center here, many state hospitals were established previous to the siege of Petersburg. Consequently, a lot of the soldiers who died in the hospitals previous to the coming of Lee and Grant are buried in the local cemetery at Blandford Church.
The Confederate capital of Richmond was about 20 miles to the north, which leads some to ask why the North simply didn't march on Richmond instead of coming to Petersburg first.
General Grant tried to take Richmond by direct force, and what resulted was the Battle of Cold Harbor. When he was unsuccessful in doing so, he looked at the map and made the remark, "The key to Richmond is Petersburg." And that's because the rail lines that fed into the Confederate capital from Petersburg.
So Grant changed his focus and concentrated his efforts on this city just to the south.
He moved his army down to the James River and using vessels and a 2,200-foot-long pontoon bridge was able to move the Army of the Potomac across the river and reach Petersburg before Lee's army arrived.
The siege of the city is next time as we travel the countryside. In Petersburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.